Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzzed Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering the best slash worst Christmas specials.
We're talking kids specials here.
Yes. And these are all our opinion. Obviously.
And it's hard, honestly, because there are a ton of them out there. So we may have some also rans. We might just mention some in passing that we're not actually going to cover, but I do want to start with best rather than worst, because if we start with worst, this will be nothing but number one disclaimer, which is cursing. So our disclaimers are that there will be cursing. If you've not seen any Christmas specials, shame on you.
You haven't had a Christmas.
Yeah.
Not a real Christmas.
Exactly. You should see some Christmas specials. But in any case, there are a bunch of them. And finally, we are having things during... This one's a really cool one.
It is. It's very unique because you figured it out.
Yes. So in a...
I contributed.
That's true. But I was having a fit of no creative process whatsoever. I've been kind of not feeling creative lately. And so we were at Publix and they had this Publix brand marshmallow candy cane cookie blast ice cream that is number one on its own without
really delicious.
Health. It's really, really good. But then inspired, I got the idea of making it into a milkshake with peppermint schnapps. And then Natalie.
I added vanilla vodka.
Oh my goodness. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's I highly recommend this. I think we're feeling pretty happy with it.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy right now.
I am feeling pretty happy right now too. So
yeah, I just got home from college.
Yep.
For Christmas break. So this is perfect way to start things off.
That's right. Kids specials and milkshakes. Yes.
Honestly, dream.
It is. And peppermint shops really is like the liquor of Christmas time in many respects. So, hey, We're having a great time. So starting, should we mention our also rans, like the mid-levels?
Yeah, we can mention the mid-levels. I have an honorable mention for both best and worst, but my honorable mention for worst is kind of just a mid-level personally.
Right.
So let's just do our mid-levels first, but I do have an honorable mention for best.
Okay, so in the mid-range, things that would not be a best or worst, but, you know, they get some commentary that may come up in one of our other topics that we address in another episode, but things like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I will say that was my potential honorable worst.
Yeah, it's a lower tier for sure.
Because, first of all, what the fuck is up with that story?
Hermie.
Second, oh, poor Hermie.
We're
just
wants
to be a gay
it.
Little dentist. Like, let him be a dentist.
And let me be a dentist.
Sorry. Not that. Not that kind of dentist. Anyway, poor Hermie. Mm. But also, like, really misogynistic at most points. Like Donner's at the end is like, no, this is man's work. It's like, fuck you.
Santa's really cruel
and the girls are so useless. There are barely any women, and then they're treated as damsels in distress, which is so
sad,
annoying.
Sad.
You can do a damsel in distress, but do it better than that.
Yeah, and you can at least make an effort. You
try.
Know, try.
But they don't.
They don't.
It was the 60s. But then, but there are plenty. No. Anyway, I'm not gonna say anything. I wasn't there. But then. Like, it's a classic, but also people are just so mean for no reason.
Oh, and it has like, stupid music. We are Santa's elves. I mean, come on.
Well, it needs work. I have to go. Slams the door. We mean that constantly.
Never mind. We're going to do all of that at a separate time, I think.
I don't know if we're going to mention Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's why I'm kind
of
like...
It is an appropriate commentary.
Oh, that's true. Ooh. Oh, yeah, maybe that'll be an honorable mention for that one as well, but
true.
It doesn't make the list.
I don't think it's going to be top or bottom for that.
No, but it would love to be one of the other. But
it's a wannabe in many, many ways.
Oh, it is. And I just think that there are so many things I don't... If we go like more into it at another time, I might vocalize things, but...
Yeah, let's do that later.
Because
I think we have a lot to address here.
The whistle sound that his nose makes, I understand why you would want to get rid of that.
Yeah.
But
Island of
does it
toys.
Really
it's
hurt you?
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right,
and there's nothing wrong with that goddamn doll.
What else do you have within mid-level?
They are mid-level, but they mean so much to me personally because they're so fucking funny. I personally, they're at a mid-level because of quality, but they are, again, they mean so much to me. Is Year Without a Santa Claus easily?
That is for sure going to make one of our other episodes.
Yes, and it is absolutely a favorite in this house. Like, we love making fun of that one.
We need to devote real time to that. So
we will. Oh, it's so good. Right, and Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town for sure. I would include,
there's so much wrong with both of them. But
also in the mid-levels for me would be the Phineas and Ferb special.
Oh, I love the Phineas and Ferb special.
I mean, it's great. It's just not something that, like, oh my God, I actually make a reference
to that in my notes.
Oh,
I do.
Oh, nice.
I make a reference to Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah, no, I love Phineas and Ferb, but it's not going to have the place in my heart that some of these others.
I should rewatch that this season, though.
Crab and Landing.
I
love both Crab and Landings. They are so
Landing.
Great.
Oh, bye.
I love it. I love
that's a staple.
It is a staple. We absolutely love Crab and Landing, but it's not going to be one of those, oh my God, if I don't see it, the world's going to come.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is like a classified as a Christmas special, but Polar Express.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's short enough to be a Christmas special.
It is. I really love Polar Express.
They're creepy as all get out, but it's a great story.
Yeah, it is. It's sweet. The things that we are not classifying as Christmas specials, but arguably are... No. Include, yes, Barbie's Christmas Carol, which, oh my God.
Would you also classify Nutcracker?
Nutcracker? Yes, totally possible. I would consider both of those to be kids' specials. I know you don't, so we're not including
because
them.
Because they're movies, but sure.
But they would also be like also ran kind of categories. They're mid-levels to me.
You keep saying that. I don't know if you know what it means.
You don't think of the word.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
So, in the rankings, you got top tier and bottom tier. That's what we're covering with this episode. It's top tier and bottom tier.
Yes.
Everything else is a mid level to me.
No, that's fine. But also ran? I've never heard that before.
You've never heard of an also ran? Like,
no.
Like is a runner up?
No.
You've heard of a runner up.
Oh, you just make it sound like it's one word. Also, space ran. They
yes,
also
it's
ran.
A hyphen, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, but you're making it sound like
the
one
race, but
okay.
Do,
I didn't read it as that. Okay. All right. I get it now. Anyway,
I thought
you were going for like Ayn Rand for some reason because it kind of sounded like that sometimes. I'm just maybe it's the peppermint schnapps and the vanilla vodka.
Oh, for sure.
But anyway, yeah, I would also say, quickly, my honorable mention for best, and it's kind of a pair in some ways, is Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas.
Oh, that's also good, yeah.
That's my honorable mention for best. There's also Once Upon a Christmas, which is good, but it's not quite as good as the second one.
It's a bit long.
Yeah, but Twice Upon a Christmas is closer to the higher tier than...
Yeah, and we completely forget the Disney Princess.
Princess Christmas of Enchantment.
Bell's Christmas.
Enchanted Christmas.
Bell's Enchanted Christmas, which
that's different. Well, that's also kind of a part of Christmas of Enchantment. Christmas of Enchantment, if anything, is honorable worse.
Yes, it is. It's terrible.
It's so horrible, but I watched it so much as a child.
And there are a couple of vignettes that are actually kind of good.
Well, they're from like other things. Like
yeah.
Some of the packaged films had those. Because I did in freshman year of college, I started a rewatch of all the Disney movies. And so I had moments where I was like, holy shit, that's what that's from. And I thought it was from Christmas of Enchantment. Sounded like an idiot to know who I, and I talked about this to no one. So I just sound like an idiot to myself.
We're sharing.
And now I'm sharing. Anyway.
I'm so happy that you can be part of this.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway. So yeah, Christmas of Enchantment, I'm putting that as honorable worst, but
yeah, there are a bunch of things. So you had, what were you gonna say is honorable best and worst?
Honorable, I told you honorable best is Mickey's Twice Upon Christmas.
Yeah, it has some good elements, definitely.
I really like it. It's a staple, I think.
It's not as much for me.
Okay, maybe not for you, but no, it is for me.
No, I like Pepper Landing a little bit better.
No, I agree. Pepper Landing is better, but I didn't think of Pepper Landing, so I so put Mickey's Twice Upon Christmas. I can change it now to Prep and Landing because I didn't think about it. But yeah, it's Prep and Landing then.
Yeah, I really do love
it. But Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas does deserve a mention. Not honorable mention, but a mention.
Yeah, absolutely.
They also ran.
They also ran. Yeah. There are other things out there, like creepy spinoff things. There's like, and there are other variations of things that ended up on this list that we will possibly talk about.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the different versions of things like The Grinch. In any case, so let's talk about worst.
No, I thought we were starting with best, so no, that we oh, wouldn't start right. with all oh. the curse. You literally okay. said that two I did. Minutes I did ago. Say that.
I've had so much milkshake. It's just great. all right, so my actual best is The Grinch, the original Grinch. The one
are we with... not going to start with number two?
Okay, number two. Charlie Brown Christmas, the original. They do have some
we have the same updated, thing for best,
like updated Charlie Brown Christmas things that are not very good. Charlie Brown Christmas, the original, has so much going for it. This almost is very, very close to being number one for me. And the things that are great about it to me, first of all, you've got great music.
Yeah,
Vince Guaraldi Trio is a staple for Christmas music. It is on every Christmas music playlist that I have anywhere at any time. It's fantastic. It's peaceful. It's not like an over the top.
It's not bombastic.
It's not bombastic at all. It's relatable. It's introspective. It's got like a philosophical element. It's making like subtle commentary. It is really, but it has like funny things. It has Snoopy. It has Lucy being ridiculous. It has Linus. I mean, it's just, it has so many cute, sweet things that is also making commentary on what it is to be a kid growing up in this society. Like what is the meaning of life, you know? Yeah. And in a much more human way, I think, than a lot of the things that we see.
I feel as time has gone on, I have related more and more to to Charlie Brown Christmas, especially to Charlie Brown. Not because I'm depressed, but because my life sucks or anything. It's more just sometimes, and I feel like everyone has these moments where it's like I should be feeling one way but I don't. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of feel empty for no reason. I'm just like, oh well, I don't know. I don't know why. Like I'm kind of sad that I'm not as excited as everybody else, but I don't know why I'm not thinking about this. You know what I mean? And so some of the notes I put, obviously it's a classic special with iconic music. But it is interesting to see someone just indifferent about the season, because sometimes, even this year, I'm kind of feeling like a little bit indifferent, just like, okay, well, it's Christmas. And I think that's part of the joy of being younger, is like making the list and like all that stuff. And I was a big list person, and nice. I color coded that shit. Yes. Like I was really on it, but now I'm just like, I don't even know what I want. Like it's part of being an adult, but it's just like, I don't know. It's interesting to see someone that young in the special, being young and also being indifferent.
Yeah.
And I mentioned before, like I did reference Phineas and Ferb. It's like Doofenshmirtz of like, I don't really hate Christmas. I'm very indifferent. I'm indifferent towards it. Like it's fine. It's just there.
I'm sorry. You had other notes, and I do want to come back to a couple I had, but go ahead.
Oh, you can go ahead.
So things that you notice, and of course this is because it is a special that really appeals to both children and adults. There are things that you notice over time. Like I absolutely love Lucy the psychiatrist. And of course, right at
her naming phobias.
Well, I mean, bitch, let's put a label on you. It's like, you know, that is so much our society now. I mean, think about that was made in the 60s. It's like, oh my gosh, we have not really evolved. Mm-hmm. We just really have not as a society evolved very much at all. I mean, we think we have.
Do you think you have pantophobia? The fear of everything. That's it.
Yeah. The greediness of people, the commercialization, you know, of, you know, what's Christmas all about? And Linus really like kind of lays it out. I love too, like the introduction of these higher level things, like Schroeder playing Beethoven.
That's what I was talking. I was going to say, like when talking about commercialism, I think that it's best shown with Schroeder because Schroeder is playing the piano. He's playing like Beethoven and all that stuff, and then Lucy's coming up to him and it's like, oh no, can you play Jingle Bells? And then he does like a nice version of Jingle Bells, and then she's just like, no, I mean Jingle Bells, I mean like ho 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 and pretty kisses for pretty girls and all that stuff. And then he just does like a like single finger, notes,
yeah,
not even using both hands, just one finger,
and he's scowling at
and
her
at her, and she's like, that's it.
And, he's kind of like, you're not getting it,
you don't get it. And then she's just like, but Beethoven's picture isn't on a baseball card. How can he be so great? And he's like, what do you mean Beethoven's not great?
it's funny. Like, take a listen, girlfriend. But you're not. They're definitely not.
No, definitely that's kind of
the point. Is like, she doesn't get it, and she's not going to get why he's not interested in her either. But that, you know, just those juxtapositions, which are so much a part of life, even now. And I just feel like that's great. I think the animation's really good. It has the original Charles M. Schulz animation.
Yeah. One mark I do have against it is that like sometimes the animation is inconsistent, like with Signs, like her doctor is in Sign or real in Sign, or the there is a moment at the very beginning when Linus and Charlie Brown are like walking to to the frozen lake, and they randomly, one cell is completely at night, and it's clearly supposed to be for later on when they're looking at for the tree or like going to find the tree, and they just put it in the wrong place, or they just were thinking no one's gonna notice. I noticed.
Well, but there are iconic things in here too. I mean, obviously,
oh, of course,
all of the music, the peanut dancing, the peanut soundtrack. But I think, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas Tree is just, everybody knows what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
And that sense of, I've gotten this pathetic, sad thing, can I make it better? And, you know, all of us can relate to that. All of us can. And the fact that his friends come in and people that were treating him badly, realize that they've treated him badly. And it's their way of asking forgiveness, is to, you know, hey, let's make it a tree. Let's sing. Yeah. Let's get it right. And it's beautiful. I mean, there's a beautiful sweetness to Charlie Brown Christmas, and they do it all in 30 minutes. Damn, that's good.
Yeah, it's really impressive. So, yeah, I was actually in a little mini like pageant version of Charlie Brown Christmas in high school, and I played Violet, so I was a bitch.
Bitch,
so it was fun.
I didn't send you a Christmas card. Oh, I'm sorry.
You a Christmas charge. Whoa. the milkshake's getting to me.
It is.
I didn't send you a Christmas card, Charlie Brown.
Yep.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah. Anyway, so our number one is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the 1960s version, because it's so the best version. Good. And if you can argue with the wall.
Yeah, no, it's so good. I'm gonna talk about my thoughts, but you go ahead.
Okay. It's a classic, nostalgic, beautiful message about the true meaning of Christmas being like just being with the people you love and appreciating what you have and giving thanks and all that stuff. And pretty animation, of course. Very Dr. Seuss, obviously. The songs are all bangers.
You're a main one.
The Grinch is just lonely and hates his neighbors and needs to file a noise complaint with the Whoville HOA. I think that's how that would be solved today. Creepy Grinch face. Jesus Christ, it will haunt my dreams. Poor Max. I love Max so much. But poor Max, he goes through the ringer.
Especially in this version. I think it is the best version for so many reasons. But go ahead.
And the sleigh sequence is amazing. Iconic robbing them blind sequence. Like, this man, or whatever the fuck the Grinch is, this Grinch is not only robbing them of their Christmas presents and decorations, he's stealing all of their food. They are going to starve. They are in the middle of a mountain range. They are never, ever going to find food at this time of day, like, or in this moment in time, because it's winter. What the fuck? Where? And
No
you're gonna
backpack
steal
for
the last
you.
can of goulash, you bitch? Are you kidding? You're going to starve these people to death. I mean, it will quiet them down, but Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway,
If you're gonna do it big.
I
That's the curse
guess.
all
And
over.
of course, the epiphany moment at the end is perfect.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So yeah, the things that I noticed, because I've seen this a zillion times, and loved it every time. Number one, you've got Boris Karloff's voice, which is so perfect for this villain, this Grinch. But it's also, my dad actually got to work with him on a radio
Of course he
documentary at one point,
did.
and he did a great Boris Karloff. But he has such an awesome villain voice. The animation, for those who don't know, was done by Chuck Jones, who did all the Looney Tunes
I love
animation.
Looney Tunes, so that
And
was really
the
nostalgic for me.
brilliance, oh my God, the brilliance of his work, and I'm going to talk about it in a
The
minute, but
creativity.
yeah, there's great music, and just even the incidental music. If you don't have never heard of Carl Stalling, you need to Google him. He did incidental music for Looney Tunes, did incidental music for this, and it's all those sounds you associate with the reactions, and you know, these trumpet riffs, and just these little things about, like, dun, 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 you know, those kinds of things that you hear and you think, you know, you can see someone going upstairs or going up the mountainside or you know, going onto the roof. And all of that is part of this, and it's so well done. The sleigh ride, yeah, I love Max in this, and part of what I love about Max is the Grinch is so unbelievably evil to him. And that does not come through in the same way in the other versions of the Grinch. I have a lot of opinions about the other versions of the Grinch, and they soften him and they give him backstory and prequelness and all this other stuff, and they're too
They
long.
elongate the story
Oh, but they
unnecessarily.
also focus on Cindy Lou Who, which this story isn't about Cindy Lou
It's
Who.
not. Like,
It
she's a 2-year-old who caught him in the act one time and got a cup of water and went to bed.
yeah, I mean the other is like she's older and they try to make her all cute and like the focus of it. No, this keeps to the original narrative of the Dr. Seuss book, which I think is really great. And I've read that. I recorded a version of it at one point in
I would
time.
li yeah, and I would listen to it every Christmas.
Yeah, but he tries to get. He's so part of everyone's disgust in the commercialization. Again, it's that same theme that we got in Charlie Brown. But he also shows the power of giving at the end. And that we get a little bit of that in Charlie Brown, but this is a much better, bigger revelation type thing because he took all their stuff. That's not a Charlie Brown thing. That is a Grinch thing. He took all of their stuff, every single fucking thing, including their town Christmas tree, which he closes up like an umbrella,
I love that so
and then
much.
he's carrying it with this like
Gleeful
mad
look on his.
gleeful look. It's so funny.
He's a psychopath.
He is, it's just great. And he goes
Like,
up,
only a psychopath would do this.
right? He's going up the mountainside, he's whipping Max, and his face is just contorted evil, all the things. And he hears them singing, and you know, the first look on his face, and the fact that you can do this with a line drawing is amazing to me. And you think about how many cells there had to be to get like all of the expression changed from this evil, angry thing to
Spiteful.
spiteful, to disgust, to confusion, to revelation,
And awe.
and like his wrinkles disappear. I mean, it's just, it is amazing, this awe feeling. And then all of a sudden, like, things are going to fall off the mountainside. It's like, oh shit. And so he and Max have to save Christmas essentially and bring it back and give it back. And it is just a really incredible story of redemption. It's a little Christmas carol-y, honestly, and I do love Christmas Carol as a story, but it is much more modern times relatable, I guess. Although I do love Christmas Carol as a story. We'll talk
I know
about
you
that
do.
sometime.
I'm sure we will.
But anyway, so that is number one for sure, in my opinion, is the
Yeah,
original Grinch.
it
So
worst.
worse.
Let's start with number two. Well, we have different number twos.
You have a number two. I just have a worst.
That's true. Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and start talking about my number two, which is your number one, Frosty the Snowman.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I'm just going to read my notes for this. This is essentially a civil dispute over the possession of a hat. Yes, children, follow the newly birthed snowman into traffic. Oh. Incompetent adults, where's the common sense, Karen? Get a life, Mr. Magician Man. Melty the Melt Man makes Karen cry after being alive for 8 hours and endangering her life multiple times. You left Karen on a roof. That's all I have.
Yeah, that's about all there is.
And that's Frosty the Snowman. No,
I will say I have more notes than that.
Go ahead.
Mostly because I just hate Frosty the Snowman. I hate their...
We watch it every Christmas just out of spite.
Right, because you all know I hate it. And I think much of what I hate about it is, you know, there are good, and I am a Christmas person in that I do have a belief in Christ, and I do believe in Christmas and all the things that it are actually religiously tied to it. Frosty Snowman, I have known as Frosty the motherfucking Snowman. Why? Because it has nothing to do with Christmas other than they said it on December 24th. And which, again, yeah, let's start with that as a concept. Who has school on December 24th? No one.
Communist
faction in whatever it is. Jimmy Durante, who does not have a great voice, is like the main voice talent, and like he's the narrator and whatever.
You don't like the great Durante?
No. No, I don't. Having a magician as a villain is like, that's pretty lame. And he is pretty lame.
Just he's meant to be.
And I despise the Rankin Bass full animation. Like, you get Rankin Bass animation in a lot of these things, like
Claymation.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
The stop motion stuff.
There are some creepy things that are similar that you see in the stop motion, but the fact that they tried to make it two dimensional and thought that would be better or whatever, cheaper, is poor. And they do like repeat the same cells over and over. It's like, God, really? The music is just fucking dumb. Karen. Yes, she is a Karen. Happy birthday. Oh, yay. Happy birthday to the snowman. I don't fucking care. The fact that he's counting and has a vocabulary, but it's all poor, but he understands higher level words. It's just crazy. The animation loops bother me. There is a bullshit parade. There's a cop swallowing his whistle. It's just absurd.
It's called a cartoon, mother.
Yeah, but there's train bullshit. Like, the... And it's all of that kind of Barney Rubble music and let's put her on a refrigerated boxcar. Like, and it's okay. My parents aren't going to notice that I'm gone, you know, to the North Pole for however long it takes to get there. I mean, you've got to go through Saskatchewan, whatever else. Sure. That's no problem. They have the rabbit as a fucking mime. I can't deal with this. This is not the game from Downton Abbey. This is fucking poor charades. Is just bad. I just, there's so much bad with it. The magical makeover, and then they get to this thing at the end. I don't understand why the animals are not near the fire. I don't understand Frosty being a good belly whopper. Like, every time I've tried to push snow together, it just kind of piles up. It doesn't like go faster, so I don't know what they're talking about. But the nursery of death, which, you know, what is this doing belonging in children's special about Christmas? We have a nursery of death, children, and just in case you were questioning it, we have the voice from the haunted mansion telling you that there's a ghost host here in the nursery. That Santa Claus's voice is the voice of the ghost host. He just confirms all of it for us. There's a bunch of stupid Santa threats that the magician falls for. Like, any real adult would fall for this shit. It's just ridiculous.
He's a bad child. Brother.
And Karen making these baby noises when she's supposed to be, what, 8, 9, something? I don't know. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It is dumb. There is no real concern in my mind over, oh my God, this animated snow thing melted. Oh, I'm so upset. I just am not. So yeah, that's the bottom line. Frosty Snowman is not really a Christmas special, and it sucks. Okay. As a children's special, it sucks. So that's my opinion.
Okay. My number one is Little Drummer Boy. Jesus Christ. Literally. So
you've got to watch yourself there. But go ahead.
Lord. Sorry. Listen, I have nothing, and I repeat, nothing against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or his birth or anything like that, but they just chose the most boring way to show it in a Christmas special, like following this child who hates people. I don't need that. Like, you could, like, again, you could have scrapped the whole thing and just had the last scene and that would have been fine with me, but no, we have to sit through what feels like an eternity until we get to the end, which actually has some significance. And just for that, I hate it. But so he just hates people and doesn't give Aaron, the main child, any reason to like people or change his mind along the way. Like, he has no growth as a character until like the last minute, the very last minute.
You could say that's true of the Grinch.
I think that this is different.
Okay. I'm not going to fully defend this because it's not a good
Christmas special. It's not a good Christmas special.
Well, okay, it's better as a Christmas special than it is as a kid's special, and it's not really great at either, but go ahead.
It's not great at anything. Yeah, they don't really give him much reason to have any faith in people. And it's just the truth. And long, drawn-out musical numbers that don't need to be there. I don't care. It just goes on forever.
You don't care about the Gooses Hanging High, really?
Fuck no, I don't. Or why don't the animals smile? I don't give a shit. Clearly, they're not happy with their lives. Anyway, bumbling antagonists that I can't buy into at all. Goes on for way too long. Like, it feels like an eternity. Odd voice acting. Father! Mother, I can't do it. I can't buy into this child or this man's voice coming out of this child. Like, even if it was a child, like, I don't care. Like, I don't buy this child as a good voice actor personally. And that's nothing against the person. They were just doing a track.
Yeah, exactly.
Demented claymation.
Yes.
There's a lot of tragic backstory, which, I mean,
or tragic story.
Yeah,
it's not just a backstory, it's a tragic story
with the three kings. The gold throbbingly glowing is bizarre. Out of my way.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You ruined it.
I did. I'm sorry.
Out of my way, ragamuffin. Hilarious. The best part
is killing a lamb.
Yes. Flying across the screen, hysterical. Remember, Jesus, this is your Christmas and birthday present. And what I said for this final part is, this is so the child Aaron, since he has no gift to bring or anything like that, he, and to like save the lamb, because somehow there's a crowd around the manger. I guess they attracted a crowd somehow. Like, obviously, that's not in any nativity scene. I don't see a crowd. I see some shepherds who followed a star and some kings who followed a star and an angel. I'm not saying the angel isn't there, mother. I'm just saying it's not that crowded. It's mostly animals. But no, in this version, everyone's present for the birth of fucking Jesus. And I don't understand why. And then this child is like, oh, this kid. And again, like, them having an inkling that Jesus is something special obviously happens because, like, the kings bring him gifts and, like, all that stuff. But everyone else is like, yeah, you can get your lamb healed if you go to this child. It's like, you don't know that yet. Like, you shouldn't know that yet. He hasn't, like, resurrected Lazarus or anything like that. He hasn't, performed any healing acts yet. You don't know if this is how that works. But now they just lead him there. And so Aaron's just like, well, I don't have any gift to give. And which is a very, like, profound thing of, like, I don't have a gift to give, but I can give my talents. And that is enough. And that's great. That's a nice message. It took for fucking ever to get there. And the way I put it, he just plays on his drum that he got from his dead father and mother. Father! And so this, what I put is, this is equivalent to your shitty guitar playing loser boyfriend saying, this is an original song just for you, babe. And it's 7 verses long. It is so long. He plays the drums for so long, and Mary and Joseph are just looking at him like, yeah, that's nice, sweetie. And then his land gets revived. Great. They really needed that. Like, Mary's still bleeding out from giving birth to the Lord's child.
Your issue clearly is with the song initially. So
the song is not my problem. Well, it's one of my problems, but it's not my only one.
So this is a, like, a Rankin Bass standard. Like, oh, hey, there's a Christmas song. Let's make a special, which is idiotic. And we'll make it for children. Sure. And God knows how they got people to pay for it. I don't know. I will say that Little Drummer Boy is a nice song. It really
is
a nice song.
I'm not saying there's something wrong with the song. I just don't think I need to watch a 30-minute special about it.
Okay, so the reason that we have this is, of course, my fault. But it is at least a tiny bit Christmas Story related, and so many.
Fine, Frosty's worse.
Can I finish?
Yeah, fine, but this is my number 2 now. Frosty is worse.
Oh, yay, thanks.
Because at least, as you say, it has something to do with Christmas.
Right, it has something to do with Christmas. Much of the music sucks.
It's awful.
I mean, other than, like, right toward the end, when Aaron the child is going to Bethlehem, the music suddenly gets better. And so you don't really understand why all of the other music had to be terrible. It does have the horrible Rankin Bass claymation, extra creepy, especially, like, they put a smile on Aaron and he's like the scariest looking kid I've ever seen.
So
it is terrible. The Goose is Hanging is the worst, like, show, everything. The Three Kings are kind of cool and mean and whatever. The biggest issue to me is they tried to make it into a kid's special. It's not, the Christmas Story isn't really, like, an easily relatable thing for kids, and so to do it in a way where it's like, well, we're gonna show that it's a tragedy but try to make some comic elements that are really not comic,
it did not work.
And then, like, then they, I guess they just said, let's make it full-on tragedy and kill the lamb. It's like, holy shit.
I definitely was struck by that as a child, but now I can find it funny in the way the lamb dies.
It's like, out of my ragamuffin.
Out of my way, ragamuffin. And it's symbolic because it's a Roman who runs over a lamb. It's kind of like what the Romans do to Jesus, the Lamb of God.
Okay. You can make that analogy. It's actually not a good
one.
I did, but it's not a good one. I was just upset that your favorite part of this was killing the lamb.
It's funny.
Which, again,
we've made a meme out of it. That's why I find it funny.
It is sad.
It's true.
But it just is not a, and as portrayed in this supposed kid special, it's not a kid special. I mean, from a Christmas Story standpoint, it's an okay Christmas thing, but it is not a good kid special. And so it is definitely bottom tier. I wouldn't put it as my second worst. Maybe I should.
I put it as my second worst. But yeah, Frosty is worse.
Frosty's definitely worse. Definitely worse, undoubtedly.
But
worse.
Would I want to watch either of them? Not particularly. No. But I do every year because I hate myself. And I hate you.
Hey.
I'm kidding.
Hey. She's had way too much milkshake. Yeah. So we actually are going to be doing the movies that we cannot
go without.
Go without in our next episode.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bunch to watch because we haven't watched them yet, so we are very much looking forward to actually watching them and enjoying them and then talking about them. So we really look forward to sharing those with you. We hope that you join us, and
cheers.